And what has made you hasten in advance of your people, O Moses? He said, They are close on my footsteps, and I hasten to you, my Lord, that you might be well pleased. He said, Verily, we have tried your people in your absence, and the Samaria has misled them. Then Moses went back to his people, angry and sad. He said, O my people, hasn't your Lord promised you a fair promise? Did the time appointed appear too long for you? Or did you wish that wrath from your Lord should come upon you, so you broke your promise to me? They said, We did not break our promise to you of our own will, but we were made to carry the weight of the ornaments of the whole people, and so we cast them in a fire. That was what the Samiri suggested. Then he brought out of the fire the image of a calf, which seemed to produce a mooing sound. And they cried, This is your God and the God of Moses, but he has forgotten. What? Can't they see that it could not answer them and that it doesn't have the power to harm them nor to bring them any good? Aaron had indeed told them beforehand, O my people, you are only being tried with it, for indeed your Lord is the most compassionate. So follow me and obey my order. They said, We shall by no means cease to be its devotees until Moses returns back to us. Moses said, O Aaron, what held you back when you saw them going astray from following me? Have you then disobeyed my order? He said, O son of my mother, do not seize my beard nor my head. I feared that you might say, You have caused division among the children of Israel, and you have not waited for my word. Moses said, And what is the matter with you, O Samiri? He said, I perceived what they did not perceive. So I seized a handful of dust from the footsteps of the messenger, Gabriel, and threw it into the calf. Thus did my soul suggest to me. Moses said, Then go. In this life it is for you to say, Don't touch me. And there is for you an appointed doom that you will not miss. Now look at your God to whom you were a devotee. Verily, we will burn it, and then we will scatter its dust over the sea. Your God is only Allah, other than whom there is no other God. He encompasses all things in his knowledge.